This is Keith Miller. I'm a research assistant professor at Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas. In the geology department there, my areas of interest and expertise are Earth history, particularly looking at the history of global climate change, and also its paleoecology, which is the relationship of the fossil record of organisms and the environments in which they lived. So those are my two main interests, and then in more recent years, I'm increasingly interested in the relationship of science and faith and political and the popular understanding of science and popular public science literacy issues. To just briefly lay out my personal position, I'm evangelical Christian with a strong commitment to the authority and inspiration of Scripture, and confidently attest to the Nicene Creed, historical creeds of the faith. And I'm also have no reason to disagree with the current consensus of the scientific community in the areas of geologic history and evolutionary history, including common descent and the evolutionary history of humankind. So do I see conflicts between that and my faith commitments? And the answer is no. And it's, I think too often the public debate has focused on the scientific questions rather than the underlying philosophical and theological ones. I think there are a couple major issues here. One is the nature of science. There's a lot of confusion about what science is and is not. Science is really a very limited endeavor. It's by no means the only path to truth. It's simply a way of understanding the natural world, understanding cause and effect processes within the natural world, understanding the natural world in terms of natural processes, and as such, it has a very limited purview, such that we can answer certain types of questions, but not answer certain other types of questions. And too often, extra scientific ideas are drawn into science and presented as though they are science. And I think that's where the fundamental problem lies, in that people attach their own theological or philosophical views to the science and present the whole package as a scientific conclusion, rather than distinguishing what are larger issues, larger worldview and theological issues with the conclusions of science. And the other thing has to do with how we understand Scripture and how we understand God's revelation. And I think that's another fundamental issue that underlies the public conflict. And that is, I believe that Scripture is God-breathed, that it's an authoritative account of God's interaction with his people. But it's written over a long period of time, over many different cultures and different languages and different contexts, and with different styles, different writing styles, different types of literature. They're all equally true. One type of literature, one type of expression isn't more true than the other. But if we approach Scripture assuming that it's all written the same way, we're bound to misunderstand the purpose and meaning of a passage. So I think the first step is to ask the question, what kind of literature is this? how is God's truth being expressed? And I think if we open up Scripture and recognize that there's poetry, there's symbol, there's metaphor, there's parable, there's even types of literature that don't exist in our modern kind of literature, and they're all equally true, they're all equally communicating God's truth, that helps us avoid immediately seeing conflict where there may be none. So I guess you'd say there's scriptural truth, biblical truth, and we come to that by some process of interpretation. You have to interpret Scripture in order to understand, to seek God's truth spoken through it, just like you have to interpret nature to get truth from nature. And so if we see an apparent conflict, it's either because we've misinterpreted nature or because we've misinterpreted Scripture, or both. So I think it's important to approach the issue with a degree of humility on both ends, and recognize that both our interpretation of Scripture and our interpretation of the natural world are fallible. But I also don't see any reason to feel a tension between a scientific description of the world and a biblical one, because I believe that God acts all the time through the natural world. God doesn't just act when natural regularities or natural laws are violated, but he acts all the time. He acts through those laws. He acts through natural processes. So, seeing a sunset or looking up at the sky or watching a storm roll in is every bit as much an action of God, a reflection of God's action in nature, as some miracle. In fact, I don't see miracle as being defined by breaking of laws, but by God demonstrating his presence through nature. And that can be through natural processes as well as by violating them. So, I think I'll stop there. Mm-hmm. Will that do?
Yes. Thank you very much.